Psst. Hey, dude.
Yeah.
Look what I found. It fell off the back of a truck. Don't tell anybody.
How'd you find it here if it fell off the back of a truck?
The truck was driving through the lobby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, smashing everything up, and then these fell off. So should we give them away this Thursday and Friday, or should we just keep them for ourselves?
Probably give them away. I mean, the show's Sunday.
The Metallica.
Yes.
You want to go?
Metallica at SoFi.
So Thursday and Friday, I guess Heidi and Frank and Marcy and I and... What's your name?
I am Kevin.
Yes. Yeah. We'll have tickets to Metallica at SoFi this weekend. So that's pretty damn cool.
That is cool.
We could give them away right now, but no! We won't. So there.
We want to make it hard on you.
Yeah.
As hard as possible.
Yeah. Speaking of, you got to know the keyword for this hour. Sometime between now and 4, we're going to ask you to call and say Disney at us. And if you're caller 25, then you're going on Thursday.
Probably a pretty easy one to guess.
Yeah, but right?
Disney is the keyword.
Yep.
Give me 5.
Yeah. It's 5-word titles. So they got to have 5 words
in the
title.
5 words in the title.
Or forget it. We won't do it if not.
Talking about concert etiquette.
You know, this is near and dear to my heart.
Oh, I know. It's near and dear to anybody who goes to concerts.
Yep. I'm very lazy, and I don't like what goes on. So
I know.
We're going to talk to our pal Kevin. Is that right? Oh, that dude rules. Awesome.
We're going to talk about that in the 4 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about whiskey fungus, which is great.
Is it? That sounds terrible.
It is, yeah.
Okay.
And later this hour, your chance to win the Disney tickets. The keyword is Disney. We'll tell you when to call before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS. I went to Starbucks today, and there was, you know how a cough is going around? I had bronchitis recently.
Right.
There was someone in the Starbucks that was... laughing? No.
Just nope. Laughing.
It was, yes, but then followed by the cough. 100 times the cough, though.
Oh, that's good.
With no hand over the mouth.
Wow, why? Why do you go out and
nothing.
Do
nothing. What are you doing?
Worthless jerk.
Is it really hard to put your hand over your mouth at the least?
Well, just how about don't go inside, you know, until it goes away.
I was like, what's happening?
Are they like 150?
I thought someone was dying.
And then you were hoping they were.
Oh my God. I had to, at the other place, I had to teach everybody how to cough.
That's a strange thing to say.
Just because we would get sick and we would pass it amongst ourselves.
Right. When there's 22 people in the room.
So you take your arm and you cough into your elbow.
What was the president that liked that? Some president was all about that. Hey, cough into your elbow, kids.
It makes a huge difference because you're not trying to spread it to everybody in the Starbucks.
I like the first part of that. Spread it!
My God. What is happening?
Put
your hand up.
Very upset, Kevin, today.
Put your hand up. Are we asking too much?
Yeah, because you know it's rare that you're actually feeling fairly healthy. So right now,
how dare you?
You're actually feeling fairly healthy, and you don't want to be getting sick again.
I never want to be getting sick.
Right.
And that person
is a jerk.
Do you think that person even thinks about it?
No, of course not. No, absolutely not. Nope. Mm-mm.
What?
Maybe it's a smoker's. Was it a smoker's hack? Because that's not contagious.
I didn't think it was. No, but the coughing brought it on.
Right.
And then and then there she couldn't be bothered to put her hand over her mouth.
So how tempted were you to go over there and just put a bag over her head and just kind of end it all?
Tempting. I couldn't fathom. And I was getting ready to leave. Otherwise, I would have said something. Because put your hand
up.
Put your hand up.
Oh, yeah.
No, just cover your mouth a little. Try. We're not asking for too much here. Just acknowledge that there are other people around you.
This is Geritol Radio, and today on...
How dare you?
You know, I can only hear Weird Al's version of that, I Love Rocky Road.
Yeah, true.
Every time. There's
that
like 5 songs that he's permanently stuck in my head wrong.
Well, Sluggo and I were recently talking about our drinks of choice.
Mm-hmm.
Mine being vodka because it doesn't give me a hangover.
And mine
unless
is,
I really do it.
And mine is vodka, which always gives me a hangover because I always overdo it.
Well, sure. If you overdo it, it's a given.
Yes. There's a couple people that say Tito's doesn't give you a hangover.
Is that right?
I've proven them wrong. But for the most part, I do like Tito's. Do you have a favorite brand of vodka?
Belvedere.
Oh,
not
okay.
That we're getting paid for this, but...
Yeah. You get paid for anything. Are you kidding?
Did you know there was something called 90s. Whiskey fungus?
Whiskey fungus?
Yes.
No. My woman drinks whiskey. Listen up. Whiskey fungus.
This whiskey fungus is
what?
A thing.
No.
There is an owner of a distillery in New York that wants to expand operations, but his neighbors are saying no because of whiskey fungus.
Has he not seen The Last of Us?
It's a fungus, wasn't it? I can't answer that. This is the report.
Okay.
The owner of a distillery in the town of York is looking to expand operations.
Yeah, but a group of neighbors and a fungus apparently that thrives on alcoholic vapors may stand in his way.
That could be a fungus that thrives on alcoholic vapors.
Now, in Kentucky and Tennessee, where these distilleries do age millions of barrels of liquor, this fungus has blackened entire towns.
Wow.
I'm sorry. This fungus has blackened entire towns.
You're tuning in right now. We're not talking about The Last of Us.
Whiskey fungus.
Wow. That doesn't sound good.
No.
That sounds really bad.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Neither did I. Never heard of it.
And it's the subject of numerous lawsuits.
As CBS 13's Brad Rogers shows us, it's the same fungus now found in York near the distillery.
The fungus is called Bedoinia compniacensis.
Say sure. That 17 times fast, buddy.
Sure.
Commonly referred to as whiskey fungus. It feeds and grows off the fumes of alcohol. And a sample collected by neighbors near the Wiggly Bridge Distillery confirms it's here in York.
It is a black fungus that's sticky and hard to get off your home.
Adam Flaherty lives a quarter mile from the distillery on Route 1. Health officials say without studies on long-term exposure to whiskey fungus, there is not enough evidence to show it poses a health risk.
Yeah, but you want sticky black fungus all over your house just because some guy wants to make some damn whiskey.
There's not enough evidence to prove that it's bad for
you.
Not
enough.
It could be. They could prove it to be good for you. Who knows? At this point, who knows?
It could rot your guts out from the inside, but you know, there's not enough proof.
But Flaherty and his neighbors aren't willing to take that chance.
Oy. I've got young kids, and I don't want them breathing that in for years if we don't know if it could be detrimental to their health down the road.
Even if it isn't, get it off my house.
It's black fungus.
Go to hell.
I don't like it.
David Wood, whose family owns and operates the Wiggly Bridge Distillery, declined to comment.
No, go away, get off my land. Don't buy my whiskey.
No comment.
You want a whiskey?
But they've applied to build two more whiskey houses to store their barrels. In a study published last month, UMaine researchers took 100 samples within a mile radius of the distillery and found the fungus in several locations.
You hear the way he said that?
He does sound like he's been partaking.
He talked to me for a little while.
This is the next part is my favorite part.
Oh, nice.
And it's how our government works. Go ahead.
The UMaine study says it is highly likely the distillery is the source of the cluster of whiskey fungus spores.
Really? It's highly likely, is it?
No, whiskey fungus spores are showing up from across the ocean.
Some dude in the area is drinking so much whiskey that it's not from the distillery. They suspect it's coming from the distillery.
It could be coming from the... hell, I don't know.
So I have two answers for this.
Yeah, talking to Freaky.
Nobody likes black fungus.
No, not a big fan.
B, sack up, we need our whiskey.
B! B!
Tchaikovsky's Concerto in FU minor, number 69. That's the opus there, epic.
And we're right in the middle of two from Faith in a row, dude. You got another one.
Your chance to win Disney California Adventure Parks very soon, before 4 o'clock.
Coming up.
First,
yeah?
You know what we should do?
What?
I did
actually win yesterday, and I've already spent about 37 cents of my dollar.
You are reckless.
I know. I tried to invest it, but they said this just isn't enough to put in a bank. Get out. And then I was so upset I went out drinking all night with that one American dollar I won yesterday. So I guess we could try again. Sure.
I wish you could see Sluggo struggling to get that copy up.
Oh, my God. And then read it.
While we're talking.
I can't read out loud. Why do they give me this job?
All right. I have a list on my paper here.
Yeah.
And I don't know where it came from.
Your butt.
And I strongly disagree with number one.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. What is it?
Top 10 best female rock singers of all time.
So who put it together? Someone who hates rock.
I don't know where it came from.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, that's funny.
I mean, there's an argument for this person to be in the top 10.
Right.
But I don't. Not number one.
Huh, that's interesting.
Top 10 best female rock singers of all time.
Unless you're talking sales, and even then, that's not necessarily, it's all opinion. It always is. I'm going to go backwards then. I'm going to go start back in time. I'm going to start with Janis Joplin. If she's not on the list, just tear it up now.
Janis Joplin.
Needs to be on the list. Okay, good.
Number five. We always go with the first one, and we're sure of it.
It's gotta be.
And if she's not on there, then the list is bogus.
That's right. In our humble opinion.
Yes.
Grace Slick.
Grace Slick.
Yeah.
Oh, I should also mention there's one on here that I've never heard of.
Oh, that's interesting. All right.
All right, so two
guesses.
What
about Deborah from Romeo Void? I'm not saying this. This is like what I would say. Deborah from Romeo Void. I would say Kim Deal from Sonic Youth. I mean, you can never, you know, it's the ones.
Don't that... look at me and try and pick up a tell.
Well,
off
I know
of me.
They're not on the list. There's no way. I'd say the Wilson sister, Heart, Nancy Wilson from Heart. Say that. Rock and roll singers, female rock and roll singers of all time.
Yes.
And there's not any Heart on there?
There is.
Oh, what's her other name? It's not Nancy?
No. Nope.
What's her name? All right, Wilson. Ms. Wilson.
You got to get the name, dude.
I can never remember her.
How can you not get the name?
I don't remember. I don't
of
know
Heart.
Name.
Yeah. All right. She's number two, and
number
you don't
two.
Get it.
I do get it.
Nope.
Yeah. Nancy's sister.
Yeah, yes. With a name.
Nancy's sister.
What's cool about her is she has her own name.
Oh, does she?
Yeah.
Why would she bother? She doesn't need that.
So that's three guesses, and that doesn't count.
Joan Jett.
Joan Jett.
Well, there you go.
Is correct.
And Nancy Wilson's sister. Don't forget that. Tina Turner.
Tina Turner.
Yeah. Nice.
Is correct.
Hey, that's four.
I think that's only three.
Is it?
I think so.
That's Janice, Tina, Joan, and Nancy's sister.
You didn't get Nancy's sister. That was a...
Shirley Manson.
You got the... What?
Shirley Manson.
Now you have one more guess, and you have to get it right.
I have no idea. As soon as you start going through the list, give me the one that you've never heard of. Let me see if I've heard of it.
Tarja Turunen.
Nope. Never heard of it. Nope. How did she get on this list?
I don't know.
I throw in the towel. What do you got?
All right. Top 10 best female rock singers of all time.
Including someone no one's ever heard of.
Number
and Nancy's
10,
sister.
Lita Ford.
You know, I thought Lita Ford, but I'm just like, I can't. I should have said it.
Okay. Yeah, it does seem like maybe she doesn't.
Yeah,
she
no.
hasn't.
I mean,
she's
compared
not
to
prolific
Grace
enough.
From Jefferson Airplane / Starship. And then, of course, Starship, you could.
Number 9, Tina Turner.
Sure.
Number 8, Pat Benatar.
No, I thought Pat. I should have said Pat, too.
Number 7, Tarja Turunen.
No, what?
Number 6, Lizzie Hale from Hailstorm.
Oh,
number 5, Janis Joplin, you got. Number 4,
five.
Stevie Nicks.
Oh, okay, that one I will say yes.
Number
that
3, Joan Jett.
Yeah.
Number 2, Nancy's sister,
Ann
Wilson.
Ann!
If you had
Damn
thought
it.
Of her first name, you would have got it. And number 1,
yeah.
which I disagree
yeah.
with.
Which I've been curious about the whole
Amy
time.
Amy Lee from Evanescence.
Oh, puke.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, Amy, but no.
I don't say puke. I say maybe top 10, but
nope.
how do you
not even top
put her above everyone?
Evanescence.
That's insane. So the
nope,
list,
bad
the,
list.
The list loses.
So, all right, more Faith No More. Smack dab in the middle of a twofer from Foghat. Another one coming up in just a moment.
The code word for Disney this hour is Walt.
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 Well done. I totally forgot to,
I know
to
you
say
did.
That.
I know. I loved it.
Boy, I'm glad one of us occasionally remembers what to do.
Our friend Kevin Stockdale
hey!
Is with us on the phone. Hey, Kevin.
Kevin.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey.
Man? What's happening?
That's me. Good. Good.
Tell us about the cover band you saw last night.
I saw a fantastic tribute band. It was a tribute to Foreigner.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it was Foreigner, but I did not realize that founding member and only original member, Mick Jones, has some ongoing health issues. So it turns out he's not playing on many of the dates, including last night. So
I mean, there really isn't a band anymore when it's really none of the original, is it?
Can they play it as well as the other band?
Yeah,
I mean, as the real band?
They're younger and they're spry. I mean, younger, like, you know, probably 40s to 50s. I
sure.
think Kelly Hansen's in the early 60s. But no, they did a great job.
No, I remember when the Teenagers, you know, that band, the Teenagers or whatever from the 60s was going around. It was actually them. And they were all like in their 60s and 70s. And I'm like, that's kind of cool. That's kind of funny. I mean, they should do that.
So,
you
Kevin.
Foghat, and I was just kidding. You played Foghat, and a few summers ago, I saw them, and the bass guitarist was the only original member in the band.
I don't know about that, man. That just doesn't seem quite
Everybody's
right.
Everybody's outgrowing, growing too old.
Yeah.
Speaking
I know
of,
that feeling.
Speaking of growing old, let's talk about concert etiquette.
Mm. But you're on a tear today. It's really about behaving yourself. You kids today,
well, listen.
Stop coughing out loud.
Listen.
And what's the
no,
concert
I'm saying,
etiquette?
Don't
thing?
Spread your germs. That's valid.
No,
that's
you're
not
right.
old.
Totally right, yes.
Kevin, what was your experience like last night?
Well, it was fine for me, but it's interesting. I've been going to concerts since 1980, and I'm sure the first couple of decades I didn't mind standing, and it was probably cooler. But as I've grown older and have disc problems in my back and numbness in my feet, I like to sit down, and I don't disrespect anybody else who wants to stand up. But it was odd because right across the aisle from me in the bleachers at Five Point was this big dude. I mean, he was a big boy, and he was standing, and the ladies behind him were trying to get him to sit down. And it wasn't even like a, you know, it was early in the concert. It wasn't a hit song or anything. And they ended up screaming at him. And then the guys behind these two ladies were screaming at them. And I couldn't hear what Kelly Hansen, the singer, was saying about something. And it's like, they were screaming so loud. And, you know, I yelled over, I don't think he heard me. I said, I bet you recline your seats on the airlines, too.
I guarantee he didn't hear that.
Nah, but he does. Yeah. He does do that.
He does, yeah.
Anyway, so.
Was anyone else in his section standing?
No, he was the only one in the whole section. And so I feel like you've got to read the room, and either, you know, some people stand and other people don't have to, or some people, you know, everybody's into it. But, you know, if I want to sit down and everybody else is standing, I accept that. And I just watch the you know, the screens or whatever and listen to the music.
You just watch butts.
Yeah. And hope you have a good one in front of you.
So I don't know what the answer is, but I just think it, you know, it's an age old question, but, you know, there's got to be some sort of dividing line between, you know, what's cool and who's being an ass.
Yeah, I threw in the towel on that so long ago. I like to generally sit down, except of course there's moments when everybody gets up and screams and when it first starts and, you know, la la la, but I'd rather sit there. But on the other hand, I know that's just not going to happen. I mean, there are some shows where everybody's going to be on their feet, or the moron in front of you is going to be on their feet the whole time. You just got to deal with it.
I feel like it just comes down to manners.
Yeah. Like, nobody has any anymore.
Are you aware that people are around you?
Wow, we're old. Yeah, nobody has manners anymore. There's just no such thing.
I mean, honestly, like, if everyone's standing, stand. Great.
Sure.
If you're the only one standing, you're an ass.
Yes, exactly.
That's it.
I don't mind, like, I'll go ahead and sit, and if I can't see it, it's my choice if everybody else is sitting.
Right.
I don't expect them to sit down. But if there's only, like, three or six, you know, whatever, people standing, sit down! But well, I don't expect it to happen.
The same thing happened last month when I saw Styx at Pacific Amphitheater. A couple of ladies just standing up, dancing every song, and the rest of the section sitting down, just enjoying themselves. But people yelling at these two ladies, and then turning around, flipping them off, and doing their thing.
Were they hot?
For a 65-year-old.
Well said.
I like conditions.
All right. Thank you, Kevin. We appreciate
dude,
it.
Thanks, man.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
We're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. Things that drive you crazy at concerts.
Mm.
People who drive you crazy at concerts.
I hate when they pass the ball around. Stop throwing a ball. My friend feels like that, too. Oh, my God, it's annoying.
And I hate when people have to video the whole concert.
You know, it's funny. That doesn't bother me as much. I don't really care. I don't care.
818-955-KLOS. Right now, we're talking about things people do at a concert that drive you crazy. KLOS, hello.
Hey, I'm probably the worst one.
Why? What? What do you do at concerts?
When I'm at concerts, I'm standing up and dancing, and people are yelling at me to sit down. I sit down, and then I yell at everybody in front of me, stand up, stand up! And then they stand up, so then everybody has to stand up, and I'm happy.
You're the worst one. You're right.
Well, I like to be able to control a crowd. It is fun to be able to do that. So well done on you for that, man. Thanks for calling.
I hear my voice on the radio.
What?
What? Hear your voice on the radio? That's not going to happen.
KLOS, hello.
Who are you?
My name is Matty from Boyle Heights.
All right. Tell us about concert etiquette, the things that drive you crazy.
The thing that drives me crazy is people telling me to sit down.
That's second person in a row.
Check this out. I went to the Metallica, the 40th anniversary in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
My cousin, my brother, and I were the only guys in the section that were rocking out to every song. And some people behind us were yelling at us to sit down the entire concert, and we didn't. The people behind them were yelling at those people, telling them to shut up and let us enjoy
the concert. I have to say, Metallica, there are certain shows.
There are certain bands.
You got to be on your feet the whole time. You expect it. You know, I mean, if it's a punk show, you're going to be down in a circle.
Yeah, true.
So, but yeah.
And that's what I call it. Well, do you guys, you know, you're at a Metallica concert, not like, you know.
Barry Manilow.
Exactly.
That does make a huge difference. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, dude, thanks.
Because my favorite band is Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, yeah.
And you know that you're not going to sit. No. That's just part of it.
Nine Inch Nails. You're not going to be sitting.
Same.
818-955-KLOS.
Things that drive you crazy about other people at concerts. I need to figure out how to say that in fewer words. We are talking about things people do at concerts that drive you crazy.
Having a conversation the whole entire concert.
Lame. Lame. Go to a damn coffee shop. Don't stand here and talk while the band is playing. I hate that.
Agreed.
For real. it's annoying.
Yeah, totally. Absolutely. Totally agree.
Totally agree.
Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yo, good afternoon, guys.
Hi. Things people do at concerts that drive you crazy.
I'm the guy that starts to wave.
Oh, I couldn't hate you more.
My name's Rhino. Thanks for letting me be on, man. I appreciate it.
I could not hate you more.
Why, man? It's so fun.
Oh, it's fun. Go straight to hell.
I will.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
I go to about 25 concerts in a year.
Mm-hmm.
And every single one of them, I always stand. So now I make it an etiquette. When I get there, I tell the people behind me, hey, I'm going to stand the whole time, so don't be yelling at me.
And what is the general reaction out of 25? How many of them are total? I'd be like, that's cool. I get it. Thank you for telling me.
Yeah, thank you for the heads up.
Yeah, but what's the general reaction?
General reaction, some people roll their eyes at me, but for the most part, some people, yeah, that's cool. I was at the Circle concert with Sammy Hagar. And this lady literally went to go get the usher to tell me.
Oh, shut up. That's so lame. Who would go get an usher? I can't stay. Teacher! Teacher! I never am okay with that. Ever. Oh, my God.
But have you ever started the wave?
No.
Okay, yay! Good. Yay for you.
But I have the horns up, and that gets it started.
Right on. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Things that people do at concerts that drive you crazy.
And it's a two for Tuesday. You're getting two in a row now from Five Finger Death Punch, starting off with their cover of Bad Company.
We're talking about things that other people do at concerts that drive you crazy. You have one?
So I go out of my way to always get myself and my wife the aisle seat because I hate the people that get up every 5 seconds to either get a beer or go to the bathroom.
I'll be right back. Oh, excuse me. I'm going to step on your foot. Oh, I'm sorry. I spilled beer on you.
Wait, doesn't everybody in your row have to pass you? Don't you have to let everyone by?
Yeah, but then I'm the guy that gets up and goes to get beer, and I don't piss everybody
off.
Yeah,
there you go.
Gotcha.
Plus, it's easier to stand up and stand in the aisle while the idiots go by over and over again. That's a good idea.
All right, well done.
Yeah, well done you. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Kevin and Slugger, what's up?
What's happening?
What's up? I hope that comes back. We're talking about things that people do at concerts that drive you crazy.
People who Bogart my weed.
Oh, you mean like you puff and pass and they just keep on hanging on to it?
Exactly.
Yeah, not cool.
Like, if I want to hand it to you, okay, but don't be like every time I light up, hey, man.
No, exactly. Never ask. You take that puff, and if you get it handed again, great. Otherwise, you're good to go.
Otherwise, you shut up.
You shut up. I couldn't agree more. Right on, dude. Thanks for calling. And thanks for sharing, man.
KLOS, hello.
How you doing?
Good, thank you. Things that people do at concerts that drive you crazy.
You're sitting next to somebody and they're smoking a joint. They don't offer you any.
Sit next to the guy who just called. He just said that he'd like, but do you go and ask for the second hit after that first hit?
Hey, I'm going to share too.
Excellent.
There you go.
Well done.
Yeah.
All right.
We're all learning here today.
We all agree. KLOS, hello.
I at the concert, I always get set next to the person who gets so sloppy drunk that they spill their beer on me, and I hate them.
Yeah.
That is the worst, and yet free beer.
I'm like, drink enough to get awesome, not enough to spill it on me.
Right.
No, agreed.
I have to agree with you on that one. I don't like it when someone spills whatever on me.
But free beer.
That is true. You know, and I do go home and squeeze it out into my mouth.
I might lick it off my arm, but, you know.
Well, now we're talking.
See?
Now, yeah, there you go.
Everybody's happy.
Give me five.
You think my singing's getting better, or is it getting worse?
It's getting better for sure.
Really? Oh, that
the theme today is five word titles.
Warms my cockles of my heart.
Five words in the title of the song. 818-955-KLOS.
Stop dragging my heart. Oh, that's around. That's five. Nice. That's cool.
Excellent. We're doing Give Me Five. Five word song titles.
I got a good one.
All right.
For Whom the Bell Tolls.
Five words in the song title, Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo counts.
From David and Glendale, well done.
It is the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. Hello, KLOS.
Hello, can you play another one? Five, the
Huh?
Is that seven words? I counted seven. Did I count wrong?
You counted syllables.
I think you need to go back to school. Yeah.
Hey, how you doing, man? How's everything?
Hey, Irving, we're doing Give Me Five, songs with five words in the title.
How about Brandy, You're a Fine Girl?
Yeah,
it's kind of a pussy song.
Yeah. That's kind of tempting.
It's not tempting.
I did get this one, though, from Audio Slave.
Blow up the outside.
Do what now? I didn't hear what you said.
Blow up the outside.
I'm sorry?
That's the name of the song.
Oh, I haven't heard of it. Were we playing that?
Saturday Night Party Patrol on KZZP 104.7 FM, your number one hit music station. Kevin Ryder's live.
You're mistaken by about 33 years.
Yeah, we played that on that show 33 years ago.
It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. X, Twitter, appears to slow load times for links to several news outlets and rival platforms.
Oh, that should be some sort of legal problem.
I would think so as well.
Elmo, this is, eventually.
First reported by users of the technology forum Hacker News, which Trixie, our guest, is behind.
Trixie, well done you.
I'm relatively sure.
How you doing, Stuin?
We're good. Thank you. Tell us about this. Is it a thing?
It is a thing. So Elon is quickly becoming that fly in the ointment these days, you know, with since he took over Twitter and now X or whatever.
I refuse to call it X. I absolutely will not.
So
ever.
Twitter, yeah, okay.
I still call it Twitter myself.
Yeah.
But yes, so it allegedly, I'll say, it sounds like Twitter was throttling and like slowing down the time between when a user clicks on a link in Twitter and takes them to another social media platform or various news sites, just so happens to be the news sites that Elon despises, right? So it all stems from have you guys ever seen like a tweet that says like t.co?
No,
I don't think so.
So it's a Twitter service that takes a hyperlink that you're pasting into a Twitter tweet,
mm-hmm.
and it shortens it. So it's just kind of like a shortening of a URL.
Right.
So what happens is Twitter uses t.co to shorten that tweet out,
right.
or shorten that link out, and then give you a preview of like the video or the page that it's going to. Right. So what happened is, since Twitter owns this and they're able to do whatever they want to with this service, anytime somebody posted a link to their Facebook, Instagram, Blue Sky, Substack, or Reuters, New York Times, what they would do is they would do something called throttling. I should say allegedly.
Allegedly, yes.
Yeah. Would be something called throttling or slowing down that time that a user clicks on a link to get to the website. And it was about 5 seconds, which doesn't seem long, but a study from a couple years back said that people started abandoning websites after just 3 seconds of waiting.
No, 5 seconds doesn't sound long, but for your user usually, when you're not all that interested in the first place and you click on the link and it doesn't go instantly, 5 seconds, mm-hmm. I can see him.
That does, yeah, agreed.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, yep, exactly. And like some researchers, what they were doing were they were testing websites out using that t.co that Twitter uses, that service, for other websites besides those ones that I mentioned earlier. And mm-hmm. there was no delay in accessing those websites. There were only specific websites that were being throttled.
Well,
go ahead.
I mean, I kind of, and I hate to take Elmo's side because he's the guy who bought something cool and is like he bought a classic car and doesn't know how to take care of it and scratched it this first day and is letting it rot in the yard now. So I'm not a fan. But on the other hand, if you want to not have them link from your site to a rival site, I kind of see that. I don't know that I have a problem with that.
I do, though, because I don't want him to control what I see.
Right.
If he's going to control me trying to follow a link.
Right, but that's kind of like, to me, that's kind of like someone coming on KLOS and going, hey, if you come over to K-Rock, you can hear this right now. Do you know what I mean? We wouldn't let that happen. We'd be like, nope, shut up. Get out.
Right.
So it's kind of the same thing.
That's what he's doing.
Right, so it's kind of the same thing.
He's not
allowing. Yeah, no, we wouldn't allow them to come in and plug something over on the other station.
Yeah,
and I completely agree with that. But like when they're picking and choosing websites and being like a blanket ban of all social media sites. It's specific ones that he's targeting, and he's doing that purposely.
Right. Well, it's your rival. I don't know that I, for once, I don't know I have a problem with
that. Wow, Sluggo is Team Elon Musk. How?
No.
What happened in this world? Unbelievable. Let me ask you a question. What's the difference between this and if somebody, say, took over Twitter and tried to ruin it? Anything?
Yeah.
It's kind of the same thing. I mean, like, it's just everyone went to Twitter for the convenience. You could quickly find news articles, find news, everything. And he's taking all this away just so you can stay on his one platform when that's not initially what Twitter was about.
I mean, is that what he's doing, or is he just really the worst manager ever? I mean, it almost seems like, you know, like on 30 Rock, Jack was trying to tank NBC. It almost seems like he's trying to make it drive it off a cliff so that he can, like, claim a loss and get money or something, taxes. I don't know what.
Yeah, I don't know, to be honest. You know, then that's just what puzzles me. It's just, it was a well-loved social media site and
unbelievably successful.
And now people just hate it. They hide their check marks because they don't want to be verified anymore.
Hiding their check marks is the funniest thing
ever.
That
is funny. He paid for it and then you hide it.
Yep.
He bought it because of free speech, right? That was like this one thing that he wanted to push was, you know, I want to have a social media platform where you have free speech to say whatever you want.
Right.
I'm taking this private. And now he's banning people.
Right.
Filming them. Yeah, you can't post this. You can't post that. If you do, I'm going to do this to it.
So. Right. I think he's, no, you're right about that.
I think he's doing a pretty solid job.
Oh, now you're Team Elon.
I've turned around.
You bastard.
I think he's pretty great.
Well,
he might call it X for a reason, you know?
Yeah, no kidding, Joe. That's totally true. Well, Trixie, thank you so much for checking in. Our internet expert. Describe your job again exactly.
Cybersecurity for the world.
There you go. Thanks for checking in, man. Thanks for letting us know. Yet the dumpster fire is still raging over at Twitter.
No problem, guys.
Thank you, man.
The password is Disney.
The password is Disney.
Disney.
The keyword is Disney. Love that song. We care a lot.
So good.
Faith No More.
Yeah.
We have 4 tickets to the 2nd annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure. It is this Thursday night. We're shutting down the park and taking it over. And if you'd like to join us, be caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS. Give us the keyword and you'll win.
Carlos from Downey just made himself caller 25. And if he knows the keyword, he's going to be joining us Thursday night at California's Disney Adventure, Disney's California Adventure. Do you know the word?
I believe it's Disney.
You believe correctly, sir.
Well done.
It's a twofer for Fog Hat for Walt. Walt is the keyword this hour. Sometime between now and 5, we're going to tell you to call and be caller 25 so you can join us on Thursday with the word Walt, but not right now. Now is not the time to call.
We have 4 tickets to the 2nd annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. It is Thursday night, and we'll take caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS. If you know this hour's keyword, you will join us. Good luck.
This is not going to happen very many more times. KLOS, who are you?
Hi, this is
Edie. Edie, you're a caller 25.
Woo!
That's the caller we need, but we also need that keyword. Do you know what it is this hour?
Is it Walt?
It is Walt, yes.
Yeah.
Woo!
You got 4 tickets to join us Thursday night for the 2nd annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
Yeah! Can't wait to see you guys there.
Mouse.
Mouse.
Is the keyword.
Ah! See, I'm standing on a chair screaming because mouse. No?
All right. God, no.
Sometime between now and 6. I'm holding up my skirt.
Good luck. We have your tickets for the 2nd annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We're shutting it down on Thursday night. Be caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS. Give us the keyword for this hour, and you'll win. Good luck.
KLOS, who's this?
Susan,
you're caller 25.
No way! Mouse!
Mouse is the keyword.
Yeah, well done. Not waiting around. Susan, you win!
Woo!
You got 4 tickets for Thursday night, and you're going to join us at Disney California Adventure Park.
That's incredible.
Blood in the Water, Aaron Jones is who that is.
Love that song.
Yeah, good stuff. You know, he actually said something I always think about. He's from Seattle. He's out touring right now, having a damn good time playing a bunch of shows, and he's in New York City. And he said, as much as I love to be on stage, it's so awesome to be able to explore the amazing cities we go to.
Interesting.
Very few people usually talk about when they're out on the road, going out and seeing the city or whatever.
I would imagine if you're super famous, it's difficult.
True. That's true. He's just getting his start. So yeah. maybe pretty soon he'll be thronged everywhere he goes. But that is Blood in the Water from Aaron Jones. Do you remember seeing Jim Carrey on stage in Anaheim with Elton John performing Rocket Man at the piano? After which he immediately smashed his head into the keys? That happened on this day in rock in 1998. Jimmy Buffett's first Cheeseburger in Paradise restaurant opened on this day in rock in 2002 in Indianapolis. For 26 hours, concluding on this day in rock in 2003, an Elvis impersonator in Norway set a new world record by performing 26 hours of Elvis Presley music.
It's Huntington Beach and River.